This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Trying to get all that choking out of the way. How about that? Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
They are the home of the binary trigger, which is worth the price of admission by itself. They are the home of the Reformation line, and they are the home of Providence. I have to... This is horrible, isn't it? I had filmed some stuff for the PDWC-11, which I never released the video, and then I looked at the video. And if I release that video... Everybody's going to be a little bit alarmed because I have released videos. Anyway, I've got to reshoot the video. So I have to take the gun back out and go shoot it again and film that this coming weekend. How horrible it is to be me sometimes. Now, in this world of ours, we have a great many social ills. And the first step to solving these social ills is to try to understand people. Our founders understood that people are not inherently good, but they are redeemable. This is a true condition of human nature. The sooner that is recognized, the better we become as a society. A lot of people that would hear this, they're going to, you know, they're more interested in academic subjects, so social theories, the arts and sciences. They gravitate towards each other and usually avoid people outside of their social and economic class. But most people are not the least bit interested in those subjects. Most people tend to be restricted to their own social circles. They rarely interact with people far outside their sphere. The wealthy associate mostly with their peers, the poor with the poor, and the people in the middle with their neighbors. Most people are only slightly interested in the larger society. They're not listening to talk radio. They're not watching the news. They can tell you everything Kim Kardashian's doing. But that's it. Their interests are a little less intellectual. They involve themselves in everyday tasks. They make money. They're seeking pleasure. Most people in all classes show some degree of dishonesty, and among the poor, they tend to be more violent and more abruptly so than people of comfortable means. Exceptions abound across the entirety of humankind. The poor tend to be less educated than the economic higher classes, which is a fact that seems to increase their tendency towards poverty. Those among the poor who strive to become a little better educated seem to be stymied in their efforts, and first by educators. Educators have their own personal self-interest that competes with their students, and even by the culture of poverty, where learning is disdained as acting white or some vision thereof. There was one somewhat altruistic teacher who visited some of his seemingly intelligent but poorly performing minority students, and he was just devastated by the chaotic environment of inner city poverty. He realized that amid the cacophony of music and violence, which is sort of a thing, it was all but impossible to focus on what he wanted them to study. There was no realistic escape from those circumstances. Out of wedlock, motherhood is well known to be a severe disabling factor that impedes upward mobility, and it is exacerbated by loosening standards of, you know, what is and isn't okay sexually. And between the classes, among the upper economic class, the disconnection with the lower class is profound. Many people in the upper group promote theories that to them seem to be common sense solutions to poverty. And this is always, most of these things have always been a thing. This is not something new. Okay? I know that these were films, but see, films of the time are influenced by the attitude of the time. And go back and watch the scene where the senator is speaking to a group in American Gigolo of all films, where the guy who's the Lauren Hutton's husband, who's a state senator or something, he's out there saying, in these trying times, we, the privileged, should lead the way with the solutions and lead by example. Because who better than us to do it? You know, that was 1982. People in the upper classes are no more moral or hardworking than those in the lower class, but they can more easily find social environments conducive to their well-being because they live in them. In the middle, well, you know, who's got time? Who's got time? No time to get involved in the community. Really interested in sports. I've covered this part of the whole thing before. More likely to go to a bar than a library, and willing to abdicate his parental responsibility to a education system that is corrupt and a government that is corrupt. Drug addiction and alcohol abuse have greatly increased this behavior of people in all classes. These social ills are literally killing tens of thousands of people and ruining the lives of their loved ones. Especially tragic is the incidence of child neglect. Government can't resolve these issues, and often indeed they make them worse. Their leftist activities have led the way downward, and they tend to increase their efforts in the infamous road to perdition. And with Trump at the helm, we have finally reached the proverbial crossroad. The moment where truth must finally shine its light, or else deception will darken the world for generations to come. And I sort of get, I'm getting this idea that the wheat is about to be separated from the chaff, and the uncommitted must finally take up arms for one side or the other. And there's not going to be any neutrality. That's the problem. Everybody wants to be neutral. Which leads us to where we are. But Samuel Adams wrote this: a general dissolution of principles and manners will more surely overthrow the liberties of America than the whole force of the common enemy. While the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. But once they lose their virtue, then we'll be ready to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Everything has built its way into critical mass here in the United States. We're at points that other nations have already been, other nations are headed to. Venezuela is already having their moment. We're having ours. Right now it's subdued and quiet. Hopefully it stays that way. But sooner or later, we're all going to have to choose sides. That is coming just as surely as I am telling you it is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. At least in Western Europe right now, they seem to finally be getting fed up, as reflected in the recent elections in France. The fast-moving French police have arrested four in connection with an explosion a week ago Friday on a street corner in the city of Lyon, which injured 13. Sort of curious. We're seeing this definite shift in the way incidents like this one are being reported in the French press. In the local news reports on the incident, there's suddenly zero sympathy for the Islamic / Algerian suspects. This is in sharp contrast to the way the Islamic terrorist attacks on Western culture have been reported in the past. Previously, we had enforced victimhood, as currently practiced in here in the United States and promoted by the leftist media worldwide, crowded out all other viewpoints. And that's becoming a different thing nowadays. The leftist mantra, let's all be good little victims, has suddenly lost its appeal, at least in France, after decades of battering at the hands of radical Islamic jihadis. Since 2015, in France, Islamic terror attacks have killed 250 French citizens. 20 times that number injured. In America, our leftist media still gushes with sympathy over Islamic terrorists, but in other parts of the world, Islamic radicalism has worn out its welcome. Not really a, you know, everything like this in time wears itself out, like all things the leftist push. Yet, today, Islamic jihadis are alive and active in every corner of the world, from France to Sri Lanka to the United States, always promoting violent evangelism. For us to continue to tolerate this, we do this at our own peril. The problem with continuing to go down that path is that It isn't gonna get any better. It's gonna get worse. Recently, with the Virginia Beach rampage killing, it has come to light that he used a firearm suppressor in carrying out his terrible crime. Now, David Chipman, the senior policy advisor for the Giffords Gun Control Group, claimed that a suppressed pistol is especially dangerous because the noise associated with the firearm is difficult to distinguish from a nail gun. Now, you can always tell when a gun grabber is lying because they're saying something. They're printing something. They've written something. They're lying when that happens. In an article appearing in the Virginian Pilot, Chipman claims, the gun does not sound gun-like. It takes the edge out of the tone. That's how I would describe it. It makes a gun sort of sound like a nail gun. Mr. Chipman, you obviously have never been on a range outdoors with a suppressed weapon. Now, a suppressed .45 caliber pistol, which this guy was using .45 ACP, produces about a 130-135 decibel sound when it goes off. A nail gun produces about 100 decibels. Decibels, Mr. Chipman, are a logarithmic scale, so sound levels increase in a nonlinear fashion. A 3 dBA increase doubles the sound pressure level. although most people perceive a 6 to 10 dBA increase as double the noise level. So the 30 to 35 decibel difference between a nail gun and a suppressed pistol will be perceived as at least 8 times louder to the human ear. Now, a suppressed pistol comes in at 135 decibels. An unsuppressed pistol comes in at 165 decibels. So there's not a lot of silencing going on there. The difference between an unsuppressed and suppressed pistol is about the same difference in sound pressure level between a suppressed pistol and, I don't know, a nail gun, Mr. Chipman. Now, Chipman doesn't get to have it both ways. If, as he claims, suppressed gunfire can't be easily identified as gunfire, then suppressed gunfire doesn't sound anything like a nail gun. This is not his first attempt at this particular this little angle. He made a false claim about the design intent of suppressors in 2017, and his employer received 3 Pinocchios from the WAPO fact checker for misleading claims that they made about suppressors. But unfortunately, the Virginian Pilot article created further confusion about suppressors by producing audio files that purport to show the difference in sound level. So listening to recorded audio through speakers or headphones, that doesn't do nothing. Who's in charge of the volume of that? Who's turning that up and down? You know, this is why you can have a normal conversation like I'm having now, and then I could have gunfire play in this if I wanted to. Or I could have, let's see, what I got in here, what can I play in here? Or I could have something like this play in the middle of what I'm doing. The only accurate way to perceive the differences in sound is to hear them in person. And you're going to want to be wearing hearing protection, Mr. Chipman. So, a suppressed pistol at 130 decibels is louder than the maximum sound level of a jackhammer. Now, I don't ever have to turn down the TV when I'm watching HGTV and they're using a nail gun, but sometimes I do when they have a jackhammer in there. But they don't use jackhammers that much on the air because then the sound guys get hurt too. So a suppressed pistol is not exactly quiet and nothing like a nail gun. I would have expected a semi-educated person to know the difference between those two. Of course, when you're agenda driven, I get it. I understand. I know. How are you going to take guns if you tell the truth? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is still not sharing any details on a new deal with Mexico, one day after Mexico's foreign minister denied that any such deal existed. The president is in Iowa, where he'll be meeting with farmers. Now, before leaving, the president spoke to reporters and says, oh, yeah, there's a deal.
So here's your thing. You know, they all say, oh, he does it. I just give you my word inside here, and I would love to do it. But you will freeze action it. You will stop it. You will analyze it. every single letter you'll see. But in here is the agreement.
You know who's also in Iowa is former Vice President Joe Biden, who spoke in Ottumwa.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. It's about what the way he calls people the names he calls them.
And the NTSB is still working to determine the cause of yesterday's deadly helicopter crash in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's not do that, Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yep, got to take the PDW C11 out this coming weekend and shoot it. Talk on it. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I'm telling you, academia is going to be the death of us all. Unless we, you know, get it in tow. The Greek used the word, or the Greeks used the word hubris to describe excessive arrogance and really excessive conceit. And they were wise to the fact that it leads to downfalls. And any doubt that that was about that has been erased by the news coming from an Ohio jury and an incredibly hardworking, well-organized strategist, the president. And it puts some arrogant prima donnas in their place. Oberlin, coming out of Oberlin, right? If you want to follow a legal battle, you should maybe go to Legal Insurrection. That's a website by a guy named William Jacobson. And recently he's been documenting the lawsuit filed by Gibson's Bakery, a five-generation family bakery near Oberlin College, that was boycotted based on false claims of racism after they had several students arrested for shoplifting, a crime to which the students pled guilty. You know, it's not some sort of actionable, libelous thing if they actually do it. We get this, a black male Oberlin college student was stopped for shoplifting wine at Gibson's Bakery and Market in downtown Oberlin, Ohio. Gibson's has been in existence since 1885, was frequented by students, and also provided baked goods to the college dining halls. A scuffle ensued that was joined by two black female Oberlin College students accompanying the male shoplifter and apparently acting in concert with him. All three eventually would plead guilty to shoplifting and aggravated trespassing and would avow that Gibson's was not engaged in racial profiling. In the meantime, students at the college immediately declared that Gibson's was guilty of racial profiling, and large protests were organized outside the bakery. Flyers were passed out claiming Gibson's was racist and had a long account of racial profiling and discrimination. The Oberlin College Dean of Students, Meredith Raimondo, allegedly participated in handing out the flyers in front of the bakery. The Oberlin College Student Senate also passed a resolution claiming Gibson's has a long history of racial profiling and discriminatory treatment of students and residents alike. The college administration allegedly helped spread this student senate resolution. So the students started a boycott of the bakery, initially joined in by the college. The college eventually resumed business with the bakery, but then terminated that business after the lawsuit was filed. Gibson's and its owners sued the college and Raimondo for libel, torturous interference and with business relationships and contracts, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and trespass. Gibson's alleged long-term damage to his business and reputation for the allegedly defamatory accusations and other torts. Now, when I was a lad, I was a junior assistant manager at a Winn-Dixie grocery store in Furman, South Carolina, just outside, right beside Furman University. And all the Furman students would come into this grocery store, and every single one of them would lift. They were all shoplifters. The prettiest girls, the jocks, I mean, everybody. They were all shoplifters. Everybody's young, you know. Everybody has their young moments. But here, you know, segue between the late 70s, early 80s, and now, and everybody's caught up in this social welfare nonsense. So the kids, I'll give the kids a little bit of a pass for being young and stupid and not knowing any better. But the presumed adults that are running the places, that's another story altogether. And despite all of these findings, despite everything, because they've been found guilty of this, and they have been, the lawsuit has found for the plaintiffs. And despite all of this, Oberlin still arrogantly denies any responsibility. Raimondo has not been disciplined, and to add further insult, the school put on the stand an expert who offered up a ridiculously low sum, $35,000, for the loss that Gibson sustained. Which was, that probably helped out when the jury got a hold of this. They granted the plaintiffs $11 million in compensatory damage. And when they consider punitive damages, that could go to $33 million. They can do three times. Lee Plakas, who handled much of the month-long trial and who gave the closing argument, said this case is a national tipping point. What the jury saw is that teaching students and having them learn how to be upstanding members of the community is what colleges are supposed to do, not appease some students who they're afraid of. People around the country should learn from this that you can use a legal system to right the wrongs, even if the one doing the wrong is some huge institution who thinks they can do anything they want. Now, it's foolish to think this case only impacts Oberlin. Insurance companies are not as stupid as the Oberlin administrators, and they're reviewing the fees they charge colleges and universities for the tortious liability claims, and every one of them are going to pay more. Is it going to come out of the payroll of the very bloated administrative salaries they're paying? Not unless the trustees get off their duffs and do their job of fiscal and policy oversight. I do not see Oberlin long surviving this, and that's as it should be. But, you know, do you see a similarity here? This is the same thing as the board of the NRA to me. The board of the NRA has not been paying that much attention. Back to Oberlin, though. Now, the staff at Oberlin may have some cushy protected jobs, but the people at Gibson's don't. And as Mr. Jacobson noted in his earlier post, this case is bigger than just this case, and it reflects higher ed disconnect from the lives of most Americans. They went after Gibson's viciously. There is no evidence the Gibson's did anything wrong unless you consider stopping people from stealing something wrong. That lawful act of protecting your property nonetheless has devastated a five-generation business because of Oberlin College racial politics. Gibson's Bakery has survived two world wars, the Depression, the turmoil of the 60s, the so-called Great Recession, but they may not survive Oberlin College social justice warriors and the faculty. And if the jury understands this and the other pieces of the case fall in line, but I'm really astonished at their arrogance, and they're not going to admit to anything. This is identity politics at its best. Identity politics is concerned with the relationship of transgression and innocence between different purportedly malevolent kinds of people. Identity politics is not just about who we are. It's about a moral stain or purity that defines who we are. And those that are enthralled by this kind of nonsense seek redemption by purging the uncleanliness they claim is external to themselves. And there's nothing less unclean than a white heterosexual male. So, you know. There we have it. And you can look at this in anything. If you want to look at foreign policy or whatever you want to, however you want to put it together, you'll see this kind of template all over the place when it comes to identity politics. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Direct mail that's on target.
Staples Direct Mail Service can help you design your direct mail and open the door to new customers.
Bring in your own mailing list, or we'll help you build one based on location or demographics. We can handle everything from prep to delivery.
And now, get 20% back in rewards on your color printing. Direct mail, banners, presentations, and more.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
And 6/22/19, in store only. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/20back for details.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. When handling a gun, the one part of things that can go astray and then continue to exacerbate themselves is trigger manipulation. That is the most difficult skill to teach. It is the most difficult skill to learn. Most instructors that are teaching this are very energetic. And most of them are going to try to teach you the fundamental principle of the defensive art. And a lot of this comes, it's going to include everything from personal philosophy to selection of equipment. And most agree that chief among the, challenging concepts is the correct way to manipulate a trigger, while at the same time maintaining the sight reticle alignment. They've developed a list of colorful terms like surprise break, stabbing, watching your front sight, jerking the trigger, forcing fighting with the trigger, bayoneting, milking or healing the grip, straight, flat, back, anticipating the discharge of the recoil, riding, which is exaggerating the recoil. This is not something, until recently, right, for an instructor would say, look at the target and give me two shots. And if they were really bad, he would say, can I borrow your gun? And if he took two shots and he could put them on target, then he would know there was something mechanically wrong with what you were doing. But now we got to try to track that down. We got to figure out what that is. It is critical that as you address the target, that you maintain that sight reticle alignment as the trigger is simultaneously smoothly pressed directly to the rear, all the way through discharge, then catching the link immediately after discharge as the sight reticle alignment reestablishes itself in preparation for or anticipation of the next shot. Now, let's pretend that I don't have for you an adequate detailed explanation. And the stuff that I just told you, while it is commonly used by most of these people that are training people, those terms and that description is confusing, meaningless, and unhelpful. But fear not. Fear not. Now, I've had one as a sponsor before, and I still, to this day, I credit it with helping me out. Because there's some devices out there that you can employ by yourself and see the results in the middle of dry fire. So, three useful training tools out there for you. One is called ShotCam, the other one is called CoolFire, and the last one is Mantis, which I have been, you know, the accelerometer equipped piece that you attach to your gun, and it's measuring what you're doing to the gun as you pull the trigger on the gun, and it's showing you what your differences are and everything. Now, ShotCam is a video camera that attaches to the pistol's rail. Your instructor can record the shooter's aiming point through discharge. When the student gets to look at and review the video slowed down frame by frame, the muzzle movement that occurs the microseconds before discharge becomes visible and obvious, and then we begin to see what's going on. This is the kind of thing that this is why in martial arts they introduced videotaping, so that we could look at what we were doing and see what we were doing right and what we were doing wrong. This provides a way for the student to see what he's doing and what is happening as he presses the trigger. Describing the phenomena is confusing to the student. So that's not something you can teach the student. This is something you've got to find a way to help the student to learn. Now, CoolFire. I mean, all of these tools are different tools. CoolFire attaches to a functional pistol and via compressed gas simulates normal recoil. This is something you would want to use for somebody who's afraid of the gun, for somebody who's afraid of the recoil. This way, a student, a budding operator, a budding gun carrier, can experience normal recoil associated with the discharge without any of the noise. And they can do that thousands of times without having to be on a range, all at fractions of a penny per shot. Now, this kind of familiarity and getting people over the hump is not a substitute for live fire, but CoolFire goes a long way to helping a student hold steady, which is impossible to teach. It's impossible to teach. A student that has CoolFire can go a long way towards, pulling the trigger, let the trigger reset, and resume firing, all before going to the range and experiencing the real thing. And then there's the Mantis X. That system consists of a small rail attachment that goes on pistols. It contains an accelerometer, not a gyroscope, some people think. And this records your slightest movements. And then it displays the entire episode graphically, including normal drift or wobble associated with your very sincere attempt to hold that pistol steady. So once again, this time on an app that you're holding in your phone, while you're pulling the trigger, you can see what's going on. Now, if you were to employ both ShotCam and Mantis, and you were an instructor or a student, and you can see what you're doing, once you know what the problem is, then you can make the correction. See, when after I had the heart operation, first I had to find JT. And JT threw a lot of time at the range, helped me get my shooting mojo back. But I didn't have the Mantis system, and I didn't get the Mantis system until I already had my mojo back. And if I had not had a JT to help me with that, then I would have, if I finally did get the Mantis or the shot cam, I would have gotten over it really quick. It would have shown me what I was doing. For those of you who do not want to seek out instruction, whatever kind you may find, for most gun instructors, for most armed self-defense instructors, the goal of the student and the instructor is always going to be the same. It's a very simple thing. It's actually the best thing there can be, simply because it is a shared goal. The goal of the student and the instructor in an armed self-defense class is the improvement of the student. Very simple thing. So, for those of you that are out there and you're trying to figure out a way to manipulate your trigger and everything, now if you'll just go look in the shot cam, cool fire, or Mantis, or all three, if you don't have the instructor in front of you, you can work it yourself. And you can see what you're doing. And nobody paid me to say that. Nobody paid me to say that. I want you to be as dangerous to a perpetrator as you can be. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code, SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.